Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is Relationship Wednesday. It's March 7th, 2018. We are just smack dab in the middle of the week, and I have two announcements to make, which I have to make right now or I will forget, and that's horrible. But I do have a speaking engagement on Sunday for those of you who live in Southern California. It's in San Gabriel Valley. It's located in Arcadia. I'll repost it again on my page, but if you can come, that would be so cool to meet you. It's, you know, I love small, intimate settings, so it will be that, but I just have been writing a lot of new things. We are going to record it. There will be somebody there recording it. So I don't know how much of that they'll use. I now have people other than me, believe it or not, working with me. So that's new. I have no idea what this is going to look like once we're done. But I'm very excited to do it. And I just can't wait. If there's something, it's like somebody telling me I'm going to Disneyland. So I will be speaking at the Santa Anita Church, but not as part of the church. They have a room called the Fireside Room, which we are using, and it is going to be at noon on Sunday. So if you can come out, it's Santa Anita Church, noon on Sunday. It's supposed to rain in Southern California, but there isn't really much traffic on Sundays. So try to come out, and I hope I can see you there. Also, I will not, I'm so sad, I didn't realize until yesterday, I will be gone Thursday and Friday, but I will be leaving at 5 o'clock in the morning on Thursday, so I cannot do the show Thursday and Friday of this week. So I will not be back until Monday, and I already have dreams for Dream Theme Thursday, so I will save them until next week, and we'll go from there. So I see everybody lighting up the chat. Eliana's there. Francis is there. We have our guests. You guys, welcome to the show. Today's show, it was a surprise to me. It was something I think once you know, you'll never not know it. But until you know, you never think of it until it actually happens. And what is the single biggest reason a couple can stay together? If anyone's in the chat, write what you might think it is. It's just, it's one reason. And I know everyone wants to say love, but let's talk beyond love right now. What is the single biggest reason a couple can stay together? And there is one thing that every couple could do, every couple could learn. They can be with each other. That will make the entire course of their relationship a relationship that they can understand, that they can grow in, that they can live and thrive in. How could it feel so simple? So simple just to know this. And yet we never talk about it or address it the ways that keep us together as much as we address the ways that keep us apart or in discord. What is it? Is it that keeps us growing and that keeps us where we want to be, and yet at the same time, sometimes we don't know how to stay? If this one thing isn't solved, and it's a big one. I'm going back to the chat to see what we're saying. Learn self-love, maturity. Those are two good ones, very good ones, because they go back to self-love and maturity. It's an amazing, I never thought about it thing. And I'm so excited that we now know. And it comes before finances. It comes before jealousies. It comes before conflict with personal issues. It comes before issues with in-laws, before issues with children, if you get that far in the relationship. And Christ was on fire yesterday. I was writing stuff like crazy, and one of them was, before anything, the one thing that will keep any couple together forever is if they understand each other when they are most angry. Not when they are most happy, but when they are most angry. I was going to hold on to it for most of the show today, but I couldn't because there's so much to be said about it. How the other person reacts, how they express, and what kind of damage do they do when they're upset. I know it's a hard one to learn because you have to date a while for something to come up that might challenge the relationship. But if you don't know how this person deals with anger or when things aren't right or when there is any kind of conflict, you're going to be very surprised. Conflict resolution is one of the biggest reasons two people can stay together. Because we are going to have conflict. That's not in question. We all know it. Even with people we love to pieces. Sometimes it's a uh-oh. And usually it's over something really insignificant. But it's a pile-up of things that happen along the way. Or maybe you had a bad day and you put off your partner. Your partner feels bad. And then you guys start on this thing where your energy's just not the same. But before any other issues you will ever have, one of the most important things, and I would put this down for life, is when you meet somebody, when you're still okay, anywhere you could learn conflict resolution, there's people who will work with people like that. You will be giving your relationship the start it needs. Because the problems that come up in finances, jealousies, conflict with personal issues, in-laws, children, work. But ask questions. If you don't want to go as far as like conflict resolution, ask questions. How did your last relationship break up and why? How do you deal with things when they don't go your way? What happens when you're upset? There's a couple I know who met, like just met and were on fire. They just fell in love. They both knew it within the first few minutes of meeting each other. They both knew it. The girl did, the guy did. They didn't just start dating right away because it was a work relationship. They almost couldn't even say anything right away. But boy, once they did, which was only a month later, but once they did, and it's a long month when you feel like that, they were, boom, they were right in it. They was as though they were together every day of their lives before that. They didn't even do all the, I'm going to go take you here and take you there and date each other. They literally walked into each other's lives as their lives were rolling along. And then one day, the guy in the relationship, the boyfriend now, had a commitment he kept, and the girl found out later that it was a commitment that involved, like, singles. And she was shocked. Instead of calling him and reading him the riot act, and instead of swearing at him, being upset at him, telling him how could you, and create a drama-driven argument, he knew she found out during the day, and he was panicked the whole day. Whole day. Finally, he gets the guts to call her. She's a little busy. She says, I can call you in about an hour, instead of just playing hard to get and not calling. She responded normally. Just like, you know what? I'll call you in about an hour. And then when they talked, she was so sad and so hurt, but she didn't take it out on him. Instead, she said, that really surprised me, because I really do love you, and I don't know what to give you more than that. It's just that I couldn't believe it, because I really do love you. And it was the first time they said the word love between them. And look at where it came out, in a place where you might feel so challenged in love. That she only said the truth. Was she upset with him? Yeah. But she was more upset because of his actions. But in her mind, she saw it as a, oh, we just met. It could have been a prior commitment. I don't know why he was there. I didn't give him a chance to tell me anything yet. But I need to at least say something. And it took her truly the whole day to do it. It wasn't like she, you know, probably if she had done it hours before, it would have been another story. But she just kept saying, but I love you. And he felt so bad. He said, you know what? That was a prior commitment. I was there to meet the husband of the lady running the event. I used to be part of the event before I met you, but I don't need to go to those events anymore. Because I actually love you too. Honestly, while I was there, I realized how lucky I was. It took her a while to catch up to that conversation, because she was still so down from the whole day. But what happened after is what's more important. Because of how they dealt with a situation that normally would be the kind that's like, you know, throwing fat in the fire, it just sparks everywhere, and, you know, everyone feels justified in their anger, and wow, I can't believe it, and all men are this, and got all that out of her mind before she spoke to him. She still treated him with respect, which brought her respect back. So fast forward, a month later, they're having dinner. And they bring up the subject. Now think about that. A month later, they brought up the subject. Why did it take a month to bring it up? It wasn't like either one of them was holding anything in. It's because of how they dealt with it that night. They really did talk about it, clean it up, and go on. And it started with her saying, that was really funny that night, how upset we were. But it made me trust you a lot more because of how we dealt with it. It made me feel like we can face anything. And he said, well, it wasn't funny in the moment, but yeah, maybe it's funny now. He still wasn't over the fact that he hurt her. Even though it wasn't intentional, it just broke his heart to think he hurt her. And then it was gone again. It reinforced their relationship because of how they dealt with their anger. Now, what if one of the two was a hothead? What if she was so upset and she went to him And he said, well, what are you? Are you jealous? And then threw it on her. What do you think she would have had to work with then? Now they're dealing with the whole jealousy thing. It's a lateral argument. They're going to stay there forever. Finance arguments, there forever. Conflicts about personal issues, once in a while. If there's an issue with in-laws or children, those are things that are going to come up all the time. But how you deal with it is the one tool you need to either keep your relationship growing or you have it either stagnating or dissolving. How we face conflict. There's a couple of things that influenced how we deal with conflict. And a lot of it is in movies. Or I remember in the 70s, you know, they would have these shows about, you know, people getting divorced, and all of a sudden a woman's burning a guy's car. She's throwing his clothes out of the window and setting his clothes on fire. Or they had, I don't know if anybody remembers this movie with Michael someone. He's older now, good-looking guy. And Catherine, so I can't remember their names. I could see their faces, but it was a movie called War of the Roses. And that movie, the entire movie, was about how they were getting back at each other the whole time, just because they were getting divorced. And I remember when I first saw Christ, and it's something I did actually as well, so maybe that's why I understood it, but he said, if you're going to continue to argue, stay married and continue to argue. Why would you get divorced and then continue to argue? Think about that. And I have a question from Liam in the chat, and he says, so whether we like it or not, conflict is a given in relationships. It's not that it's a given like, oh, everybody's going to face conflict like that. But there are going to be conflicting issues in a relationship. If you talk to people who were married, and I believe it or not, know, like five different couples from the gym, which is probably why they're still alive. They keep going to the gym together that have been married 60 years or more together because they used to get married younger in the past and, you know, stay together through these times. But they've been married 60 years or more. And they laugh about the beginning of their relationships and how they dealt with conflict. But they created a system somehow between them that would take something that might take another relationship to a very horrible place because all other issues get dumped into the picture. And they bring it out into, oh, we'll solve that. That's nothing. Oh, we'll get over that. Oh, in a week from now, that won't even matter anymore, but we'll still matter. I think it's pretty unrealistic for any of us to think that we're ever going to be anywhere where, you know, we're not going to find a growing pain. You know, you get a job and you learn the job, and if you're someone who loves to learn, after a while, you're going to be like, wow, I'm repeating myself every day. I'm going in doing the same thing. I'm so bored. Now you have to go and find either another job in the company, talk to your boss, see if there's more you can do. You realize you've learned that skill set. You might be more valuable. You might get more pay to do something more. You might have to leave the company, go to another company and, you know, grow yourself that way. But you got to grow. We don't get into relationships without growing in them. But conflict, learning to address what bothers our souls with the person we've chosen to live our lives with is the only way you can stay together. Happy's easy. Yes, you love each other. On the other hand, there is a couple, and they did love each other. Probably still do, but they're not together anymore. Because every time there was an issue, one of the partners, the man in the relationship, would dig a bigger hole for himself than he was in before she ever spoke to him. And after that happened, what happened was that issue didn't get resolved okay after the first time, kind of okay after the second time. After the third time, it was like, oh my God, something's wrong. This is going to exhaust the heck out of me to even get the truth out of this person. Fourth time, you're almost over it. Fifth time, you are over it. It just, you got buried under issues that are unresolved. And the whole point of any issue in our world is to resolve it. So if you're in a place where you can't resolve, you can't resolve, you can't resolve, and now you're carrying the weight of it everywhere you go, what happens to you? You get buried. Doesn't mean you don't love the person, but you still have to get up and go to work. You still have to take care of your life. You still have to be in the relationship, and now you're being so drained that you don't have the energy. There's no energy exchange. When something is not solved, the energy doesn't move. But how was that addressed in the relationship? Oh, no, now you're going to bring up everything, just like everybody else did. Well, instead of you blaming the person for bringing up everything, take a look at why. Why does it keep happening to you? He might even say things, well, he did to her in this case. This is Groundhog Day. We're just going to wake up every day and have the same issue. Well, yeah, you are going to wake up every day and have the same issue because it isn't solved. And in the big picture, whether any of us like it or not, we're here to solve, 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 learn, 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 grow, 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 over and over again. And when we are not, we are bored, bored, bored. It's not rocket science. But it is when you don't get it. Is when we don't get it. It is when we don't talk about it. Can you imagine if before you got a license to get married, they'd say, hey, here's this program. Go through this program, and then you'll get your marriage certificate. Instead of, well, you just got to pay, I don't know how much a marriage certificate costs. Let's say $50 or $100. And you have to pay for this marriage certificate. What does that really say? That the two of you can get married. But what if we all had to go through a 6-week program to get married? What if we talked about a little financial notebook? What if we talked about how to deal with jealousies and what? How do we respond? What if we talked about just creating a template for anger, going to the other person saying, hey, you know what? This and this and this came up. Can we talk about it? Instead of shouting about it, blaming about it, pointing fingers, hurting each other's feelings, taking the other person down because you're so angry that now you're saying stuff you can't even take back. What if we did that? What if we addressed the emotions of people? What if we just saw people as people? Why don't we create an entire industry of premarital, what do you want to call it, premarital planning? What if we wrote, and this was something Christ said a long time ago, prenuptials that have to do with how you'll deal with children just in case the two of you dissolve your relationship? So that you're not fighting about it brand new when it happens and you're affecting yourselves and the kids in a negative way. Instead of focusing on the money and how much it costs to get a certificate and how much it costs to get a divorce, in California, the average divorce, there's a price tag on it, is between $26,000 and $52,000. Out of pocket. I know people who aren't divorced because they can't afford to get divorced. We really have to relook at how we look at things. Because the way we look at them, it's hurting us, but we've outgrown those ways. So now we got to support the ways we've grown. I see Liam says, sometimes one soul wants to solve an issue and another doesn't, but the one who wants to solve the issue keeps knocking on the door of the issue and looks like the one who can't let things go. But that's something they need to know. No matter what the circumstance of what one of them does or the other, when we take a class together and they put you through role-playing and they put you through how would you react when the time comes up, you have a template. It's not just a free-for-all. It's a place where you can land. One of the biggest issues in conflicts is there is no landing pad. There's no net when you jump off the high rise. It becomes hard on both people. And a lot of it is, we can do better now. That was my favorite line from Maya Angelou. When you know better, do better. That's why I'm so excited about the emotional wellness centers that we're going to be doing. Well, we're doing it, but it's not there yet. Because the emotional health care is more important than all other health care, except if you need surgery, but you know what I mean, in terms of overall education, because it is the one area in our lives that's overlooked, not addressed. Everyone's left to fend for themselves with their emotions. We can't weed out who needs help and who doesn't. But if we taught these things at an early age, just as important as science, math, English, and arithmetic, well, I guess that's math, then we would know each other. We would know ourselves enough to know each other. But instead, we wait for mental bombs to go off, and then we're like, oh, wow. And then we put the person in a corner, and we don't readdress. But if you're married to that person, you need to readdress. If you're dating that person, it means a lot to you to resolve issues and to know how. But know each other's anger tolerance. How many times do we hear after someone had issues and are planning to get divorced that one or the other of the parents kidnaps the kid? Can you imagine being that kid? Your parents couldn't resolve an issue down to the point of one of them kidnapping their own kid. You know how many Amber Alerts we have in Southern California that, and then you think the kid really got kidnapped and you find out it's one or the other of the parents and they went to Mexico with them or her. It's an amazing aspect of our world that if we just address it, that alone, if we just address how we deal with anger, nothing else, because the way we deal with anger tells you everything else. Every injured love shred that exists in you can be addressed, and then you have quality of life in a different way. You guys, I'm already run out of time. I really love today's show. We needed to just talk about this. I love you guys. I will see you Monday morning. Some of you, I'll see you on Sunday. I love you so very much. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.